Tech Talk Thursday time. And in the house, we've got, of course, Big Mark.
Hey,
what's happening? How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Thanks for asking.
Good Lord. We have a busy weekend here coming up, right?
It's an huge weekend in Eugene for game jams and hackathons.
So, Michael Jones. Before we talk about the big event, Ludum Dare, how did you get involved in the tech world real quick? What was your first sign that you knew you wanted to do this?
Playing video games.
Really?
And I just felt like I wanted to do that. And one day in high school, a kid went next to me and said, "Hey, I'm going to this video game school called DigiPen." And I was like, "What, you could do that? That's a thing you could do?" So...
And you were hooked.
The rest was history.
You were hooked.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. And Lauren.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How did you get into the tech world?
Oh, man. I've always been a Jill of all trades, so I've held many different jobs. I was working at Voodoo Donut, and I had a friend come to me and say, "Hey, you want a new job at Symantec?" And I didn't know what that was, and I was like, "Sure, let's do it." And so I just dove in that way.
And you're all smiles.
Yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. Okay, Michael, let's talk Ludum Dare. What is this all about? It's happening this weekend.
Okay, so Ludum Dare is a game jam. Game jam is just a short period of time where you go from a simple prompt, and then by the end of the weekend or so, you have a game. There's sort of two ways to play. You can do it all by yourself, make a game, and you have 48 hours to do that. Or if you work with another person and make a team and jam, then you have all the way through the end of Monday. So you have 72 hours to do that. So we usually encourage folks to work as a team, to jam out a game. And we're always open to anybody at any level. You can just show up with no skills or whatsoever and, you know, pair up with somebody who knows something and then have the fun experience of making a game.
So fun, yes. You got time limit? It sounds like a lot of heat, a lot of pressure here.
It's all fun.
Okay.
Whether you make it or not, usually like the journey is kind of a cool one. At least we're really a open and welcoming community. Game dev community is pretty cool. So, you know, there's never a bad time for anyone really.
Okay. So excellent. Awesome. Good to hear. We'll talk about the wares in just a second. Let's talk Hack for a Cause.
Yeah. So this is our fourth annual Hack for a Cause. It's basically where, people from the community, students, professional designers, developers, marketers, people from every industry come together and hack away, so to speak, at community problems that are brought forth by nonprofit organizations within our community.
So it's a collaboration.
Yeah, it's a big collaborative weekend. It's a hackathon round the clock, 48 hours. We start on Friday evening. We end Sunday at noon. And then we basically judge the projects that come out of the weekend. And people will get awards for their efforts. And it's a fun, exciting weekend.
48 hours straight?
Yeah. Yep. Bring your pillow. Bring your sleeping bag.
No way. This goes round the clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way cool. That's way cool. Hey, Big Mark, you're kind of quiet here today.
Well, you know, we got two jams going on. I thought, you know, what would be a cool way to kind of like bridge the jams?
This is Clark Howard. I got a lot of
this idea with anybody. I'm doing it right here on the spot. I'm thinking we do a digital portal in between the two events, so you can see what's going on at one event at the other event. We could stream it live using the fiber, and people could wave at each other and maybe get some collaboration going that way. I don't know. It's just a crazy idea.
Yeah?
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where can everybody go to find out more about either of these wonderful events?
If you want to find out more about either one of these events, please visit the EugeneTech.org website, and you'll see a nice banner that takes you to each one and also a recording of this show.
Oh, right. Sounds great. Michael, good to see you again, bud.
Yes, good to see you.
Yeah, keep having fun. Lauren, awesome. A Jill of all trades, is that what you just said?
Yep, absolutely.
I was listening. That's Tech Talk Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.